From long reads, my classroom life. After 4 decades as a professor at Smith College, Michael Gora looks back on a career spent the best way possible, falling in love with literature. What begins like a campus novel quickly turns into something very different, and instead in a lovely reversal of the martial arts cliché details what happens when the teacher becomes the student. May we all find our place in the world doing something that so delights us. Anyone who regularly stands in front of a classroom will recognize this paradox. The best way to learn something is to teach it. You master a subject by figuring out what you need to know in order to make it clear to another person. All my books have come out of my teaching, at least after the first dull one I made from my dissertation. I wrote about what I taught, and yet after a while I also noticed that I rarely taught what I'd written about. The classroom was a place to try out a thought, to build an interpretive fiction, but once I'd taken what I'd learned there and turned it into prose, I was usually done with it. My ideas had gelled, and it was time to move on, to try a new field, century, continent. I wrote a book about the post-colonial novel and gave up the class on Commonwealth literature that I'd been handed at my job interview. I put together a course on travel writing and finished it off by producing a travel narrative of my own. I even stopped teaching my Henry James seminar after writing a biography of him. Some of my friends and colleagues stuck with the same subject for decades. I was fickle.